Hello.
Good morning. How are you,
Hi,
sir?
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Claudia, I wondered if you would do some checking for me. I'm at Camp David. That's the reason I'm by myself. That's why I'm calling Mother Rose.
Uh-huh.
There's a possibility, and this isn't the greatest privacy, that I may have to go to New York Friday and Saturday nights because I have some business up there with some political people and also some legal stuff. Anyway, I was wondering if you would check to see if there's anything in New York on this that's worth seeing. It's clean.
Yes, yes.
And the musical comedy stuff on Friday or Saturday. Also, if there's a hockey game.
Also, a hockey game.
Let's see what the hell else is there in New York. I guess the opera. Nah, that's stuff.
No, that would not.
I hate that Lincoln Center.
Yes, and I do happen to know that the operas that are playing this weekend are quite heavy ones too. You know, the Wagnerian ones.
No.
You wouldn't want to see anything like that.
Now we've seen No Own a Debt.
Yes.
And I don't want anything that's dirty. You know.
No, I understand.
I don't want anything that's too Jewish. You know,
right.
I mean, I don't mind something. I mean by that something that's just going to be so overwhelmingly a message type thing.
Right. I understand.
But anything really good, even a good play, and anything old is all right. I don't know whether 1776 still playing up there.
No, it's the picture now.
Yeah.
They've made that into a picture.
How about Rockefeller Centers or something good there?
Oh well, that's what's playing at Radio City, 1776.
The movie.
Yes.
How good is the picture?
They say it is excellent.
How are the Rockettes?
They're marvelous. They're doing now, you know, the nativity. Part of the show is the nativity, and the other part is a great big extravaganza of Americana. They say it's quite good.
Well, that might be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd run them down.
I sure will.
See what the bill of fare is.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd be very happy to do so.
You know, in terms of the restaurants in New York, now the only one I really have much affection for is, well, I, of course, except the little ones, is the Cote Basque, because our friend is there, you know.
Yes,
What else is good?
Caravelle is good.
What?
La Caravelle.
Caravelle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little one. Let's see. The
Lutèce.
Well, no, I don't. I know that. They clip you there. Most of them clip you. But no, there's one that's sort of a more of a luncheon place. It's called. It's a French name. The Frog or the. Let's see. What do they call it?
La Grande Oui. La Grande Oui.
Yes. That's owned by one of the former Soule people.
Yes, and that is marvelous. That really is very, very good.
Is that all right for evening?
Yes, extremely so.
Is it good before a show, for example, or not?
It is extremely, very, very good, particularly too before a show, because I don't think that they're open that late, you know.
Yeah.
Because most theaters now are 7:30.
Do people then go to dinner around what, 6?
Yeah, they go in around 6 or 6:15, something like that, you know.
My God. And then.
I know. Isn't that early?
Stupid.
A lot of them just wait and have supper after the theater at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. And then you go to the places that are open for the supper. That might be more fun.
21 then gets the overflow at that time.
You still like 21?
Yeah, that's very good.
The last time I was there, it seemed to me that it slipped a bit. All of our old friends are there, but I think that they're, you know, so overloaded and so popular, I thought that they had.
So I had dinner there one night last week, and I thought, you know, yeah, it was good.
Still had the old flair.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing new in a way.
No, nothing new, no.
Nothing that has been fun and anything.
But I will, you know.
That place, let's see.
Well, there are some places, you know, like Corvatus or Che Vito and places like that that are still going.
No.
But you wouldn't like that. No.
All right, you make a rundown. Give me a call back whenever you
I certainly will. Okay.
And if I'm not here, just call the military aides office at Camp David and get mm-hmm. whoever's on EP, Jack Brennan or one of those kids.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. Just working.
Wonderful.
Everything going fine. Hope you had a good time in Florida.
I did. I had a marvelous time.
And,
great time.
Swell.
All right. Now you take care.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.